Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory.
We don't view this as the role of the government to create or mandate any kind of vaccine passport.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated.
Wow, what a wild trip that was.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
People say, I've already had COVID. Should they also get the vaccine? How do you make the case to them?
You know, that's a really good point, Sanjay. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that.
It's amazing how President Biden won't fire Dr. Fauci, but if you're a federal employee who has questions about the vaccine, or you have natural immunity, or you want a religious exemption, you get to lose your job.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And if you were looking for a good deal on a Cape Cod restaurant, you can go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. We have a few gift certificates left to the Barley Neck Inn in Orleans. It's a really good restaurant. $50 gift certificates for just $25. Get on board now. About two-thirds, three-quarters of them are gone, but we still got a few left. And that's a great restaurant, HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. The Barley Neck Inn in Orleans, $50 gift certificates for $25. What I want to know is, what's the magic number for 100? All these arbitrary numbers that have been going on for a year now. You know, the virus is going to attack people in Boston a week from when the acting mayor announces that she's going to impose an indoor public setting mask mandate. And then, of course, she doesn't abide by it the first night it's in existence. In Rhode Island, you had to leave a restaurant at 9:30 five nights a week, but on weekend nights, the virus wouldn't attack you if you wanted to stay till 10:30. And now, apparently, it's very, very significant to get everybody vaccinated if you work in a company, if the company has more than 100 employees. But if a company has fewer than 100 employees, it's not necessary. How does that work? I don't quite understand that. Alex Berenson, of course, is formerly the New York Times. Now he writes mystery novels, thriller novels, and he also does a lot of sort of freelance reporting on the virus. He's a very good journalist, and he's been banned from Twitter. That's how good he is. That's a mark of distinction. And so now he's on Substack, and he had a good column about the speech yesterday, "More Mush from the Wimp." That, of course, is the famous Boston Globe headline that wasn't supposed to be there. It was about a Jimmy Carter speech, an editorial. And it was supposed to just be a placeholder, but it got into the paper. And it was, of course, the most accurate headline probably the Globe has ever run about a Jimmy Carter speech, or about anything, actually. "More Mush from the Wimp." Jimmy Biden, the subhead is, "Jimmy Biden," as Jimmy Carter, "promises to do for COVID what he did for Afghanistan." Berenson says, "The speech started with a lie," this is yesterday's speech, "and didn't get better. Good evening, Uncle Joe told us." Evening? It was 5 p.m. in Washington and 2 p.m. in L.A. Near bedtime for our president, I suppose. Well, he also said good morning, what was it, last week or earlier this week, and it was afternoon. In the 27 minutes that followed, Biden managed to choke out one fact. Over 1,000 fully vaccinated Americans were hospitalized with COVID every day this summer, which likely means the current number is considerably higher. How do I know this? The White House spin masters, aided by the New York Times, are now resorting to calculating COVID infection and hospitalization risks for vaccinated people on a per-day basis. And again, they're playing with the numbers like they always do. This is another example of it. This statistic is so nonsensical as to be almost comic. Practically any risk will seem tiny over a single 24-hour period. To take just one example, a 90-year-old woman has a 1 in 8 chance of dying before she turns 91, but her risk of death per day is only about 1 in 3,000. Not far from the 1 in 5,000 per day risk the Times has calculated for a vaccinated person to get COVID. So when Biden said the risk of being hospitalized with COVID if you're fully vaccinated are 1 in 160,000 per day, what he meant was that upwards of 1,000 vaccinated people are now being hospitalized every day, at least, because the vaccines work! Exclamation point. That aside, the speech was what we've come to know as classic Biden, loud and empty in the style of Brezhnev or a late Roman Empire whose name no one remembers. If he'd really been serious about forcing vaccinated people to take the shot, he would have announced a vaccine requirement for air and other interstate travel and entry to federal buildings. Remember, he's required you to wear a mask to fly. He could at least try to force a vaccine. But whether because of airline lobbying or because he fears the Supreme Court is done with COVID nonsense, as it pretty clearly showed by striking down the ridiculous eviction ban last month, he didn't. Once again, he leaned on companies to do what he cannot, but only companies with more than 100 employees. To quote my two-year-old, because why? They don't really care about small companies, I guess. And then he gets into the really important part of this this mandate that's really going to be disastrous. The mandate for healthcare workers. The current hospital crisis has little or nothing to do with COVID hospitalizations, vaxxed or unvaxxed, and everything to do with the fact that a large fraction of nurses and other medical staff would rather quit than be vaccinated. A fact that all by itself should cause you to question both the seriousness of COVID for healthy adults and the usefulness of the vaccines. So yeah, last evening's speech was a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing, unless you plan to visit a hospital in the next few months. Good luck with that. At least he didn't mention Bo, though. That was a win.
Even as the Delta variant 19.
Shut up. Just shut the bleep up. 844-500-4242. That's the let's play a little bit of Fauci. We're going to take a lot of calls in this hour, but here's Fauci talking about will we ever have a mandate? Cut 10.
I don't think you'll ever see a mandating of vaccine, particularly for the general public. But you would never mandate. At least I do not think you would. I'd be pretty surprised if you mandated it for any element of the general public.
Well, as Gomer Pyle used to say, surprise, surprise. Cut 11.
So I could see individual institutions mandating a vaccine. I don't see it on a national level, merely because of all the situations you have upon encroaching upon a person's freedom to make their own choice of their own health.
Yeah, you know, you can't encroach on a person's freedom to make their own choice, especially if you're a menstruating person who finds himself, you know, or herself with child. But it's okay to encroach.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
It's okay, though. It's okay to encroach on someone's freedom when it comes to a vaccine. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I've run out of duct tape because I've watched this man spew for the last five, six, 7 months now. Just the words that come out of his mouth don't even seem to make sense. I mean, it's Operation Wag the Dog. I mean, now all of a sudden we're talking about just what he wants us to talk about. This virus has been going on for a while. This China virus. It's Afghanistan was a humanitarian crisis. We all know that. And what we're doing today is exactly what they want us to do. We're not talking about Afghanistan. We don't need to be lectured at. We've been dealing with COVID. America is made up of individual states. We can get a grip on it without Joe Biden's administration looking over our shoulders. I mean, what we need to do is keep we need to keep the attention on Afghanistan, because it's 20 years now from September 11th.
I know, well, Alan, and let's remember, too, that the reason this whole disaster took place is because he wanted to make a series of victory lap speeches tomorrow. It was like, you know, the Roman emperors and consuls coming back from a victorious campaign against the Carthaginians or the Persians or the barbarians, and you go through under the Arch of Titus. You know, that's what he wanted to do. And because of that, we have this disaster in Afghanistan, dead Americans, like you say, a humanitarian crisis. And now he's not even going to make live speeches. He's just going to read something from the teleprompter, and it's going to be on videotape. So God only knows how many takes he's going to get at each of these different speeches he's going to make, D.C., New York, and in Pennsylvania. And it's just so preposterous. And it was, and why would he want to claim victory when he was pulling the troops out in a disastrous tail between our legs fashion? I mean, none of it makes any sense any more than this vaccine mandate makes any sense. And the attention is also off the border, as 508 points out, which is worse than ever. Yeah, I mean, as bad as the disaster is in Afghanistan, I think the disaster on the southern border is even worse, because it's just totally unraveling the fabric of American society. You're importing unskilled, non-English speaking criminals into the country, and you're not requiring them to abide by any of the laws that you expect American citizens and legal aliens to abide by. It's just insane. 844-500-4242. If you've been holding off on trying Balance 7, then don't wait any longer. This week only, get $10 off their six-week supply bottle and free shipping with code word Howie10. I've been drinking Balance 7 consistently for almost a year now, and I can notice the difference. I feel stronger, healthier, and more energized. As the seasons change, it's important to stay healthy and maintain an active lifestyle. That's easy to do with Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take three times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims. But with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. At remotes, listeners sometimes thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. They tell me Balance 7 has really worked wonders for them. I have jugs both at the studio and at home. I just asked the mailroom manager to make sure we have a fresh jug in Florida for when we fly down in October. That's how good Balance 7 is. Once you get used to it, you'll never want to be without it. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day, and you will feel the difference within 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. This week only, save $10 off their six-week supply bottle and receive free shipping with code Howie10. That's code word Howie10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Just for our listeners, save $200 on the 3-Pack through this Sunday. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Biden's vaccine mandates on the private sector be overturned?
I believe they will be, yes.
80% say yes.
All right. The problem is, though, that I think the way this lawless administration is operating, they don't really care. They just want to get it done for the time being and just kind of let it's like the eviction ban. You know, they knew it was unconstitutional, but they went ahead and told Rochelle Walensky to approve it anyway, and so that's what happened, and it lasted for a while, and then the Supreme Court finally caught up to it, and outlawed it. I mean, I hope they'll move as quickly as they did on the evacuation ban. 844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
So, listen, there's one group, and I know you just mentioned it, but I got to say it. There's one group that Joe Biden left out on that thing yesterday, companies with more than 100 people, et cetera, et cetera. He left out those crossing the southern border coming in with COVID, and he's spreading it all over the country, and he's trying to saddle us with restrictions.
I know.
The craziest thing about it is, Howie, this guy is in charge of the nuclear codes. He can't even tie his shoe. We're in a sad state of affairs.
Well, I mean, but you know, Jack, he's not really in charge, right? But what's even scarier, I think, is we don't know exactly who's in charge, do we?
No, we don't, and that's a problem. And you know, it's Obama's third term, and Soros is behind it, and all his money. And we, you know something? Thank you for taking my call. I got to check out.
Okay. Don't watch the ceremonies tomorrow at any of the places. Let's listen to that Jen Psaki cut when Peter Ducey asked her the obvious question that everyone is asking is, why do I have to get a vaccination, but illegal aliens coming across the country to go on welfare don't?
Why is it that you're trying to require anybody with a job or anybody who goes to school to get the COVID-19 vaccine, but you're not requiring that of migrants that continue walking across the southern border into the country?
Well, look, our objective is to get as many people vaccinated across the country as humanly possible. And so the president's announcement yesterday was an effort to empower businesses, to give businesses the tools to protect their workforces. That's exactly what we did. But certainly we want everybody to get vaccinated, and more people are vaccinated, whether they are migrants or whether they are workers, protects more people in the United States.
So the mandate was to protect their workforces, which of course doesn't include any illegal aliens because they're all on welfare. And so they want to get more people vaccinated, whether they are workers or whether they're illegal aliens. Whatever happened to George W. Bush saying they're only here to do the jobs Americans won't do? Apparently they're not here to do the jobs Americans won't do anymore. They're here not to do jobs.
Requirement for people at a business with more than 100 people. It is not a requirement for migrants at the southern border. Why?
That's correct. Go ahead.
The damage will be done. Companies will mandate it. Mandate boosters too. Jobs will be lost and they'll never overturn it. Many companies will send jobs overseas so they don't have to deal with this. You know, the thing is, it's just like with these boosters. If the boosters come back, and you know the way things are going, they're going to come back. They said 6 months, then they said 8 months, or was it the other way around? Then they said, never mind, we don't have any science. So if they didn't have any clinical data, why did they talk about mandating them in the first place? But they're going to mandate the boosters. It's like it's like being on parole forever. When do you get out of this COVID jail? It's not even a black death. It's not a plague. And they're making it out like it is.
The second shot was in January. Mm-hmm. If you follow that logic, 8 months afterwards, you're supposed to get the booster. That would have been last month for the president. Has the president gotten the booster? Is he going to get the booster?
He will. He's not gotten it yet. We'll wait till it's widely available, which we expect to be soon.
It's so important. They're just, we'll get around to it. You know, it's like, we're running low on pepper. When are we going back to the supermarket? If someone's going to the supermarket, we'll buy some more pepper, but there's no necessary. 978, I thought a migrant came and then went back home. Yeah, those were the good old days when migrants went home. Susan, you're next with Howie Carr. We're out of time. We're out of time for this. We'll take some more calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. Biden knows if everything he wants happens, it won't make a difference. It's just a distraction. Everything is a distraction because everything he does is a disaster. So he just needs to distract from the last disaster that he authored. And we just keep spiraling further and further down. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. This is ridiculous. You know, do you think that sometimes the talking points go out and they just get copied and pasted into the teleprompters for the evening anchors? Let's give you an example of that. Cut number one. This is David Muir from ABC.
President taking aim at local officials that he said are actively working to undermine the fight against COVID by opposing masks and vaccination mandates. He said, I'll get them out of the way. The president clearly frustrated with politics, the fights, the images like the ones we saw just today out of Tennessee, that young man trying to make the case. The president saying this is getting in the way of halting this virus.
How would you describe how frustrated he is, reporter Rachel Scott on ABC News? Cut.
Clear frustration from the president tonight, but the White House is convinced that man.
Okay. Lester Holt from NBC. How frustrated do you think Biden is? Cut seven.
Good evening, everyone. Clearly frustrated by.
Clearly frustrated. Clearly frustrated. What did Nora O'Donnell not get the message? She put her own spin on it. Here's her spin. Cut four.
President Biden is taking off the gloves to get more Americans to roll up their sleeves. He's issuing an aggressive executive order mandating COVID vaccines for millions of employees and contractors.
I guess, you know, He is asking people to roll up their sleeves, but it is kind of a cliche. And taking off the gloves is definitely a cliche at this point. But I guess the president was clearly frustrated. There's just no question about that. Susan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Susan.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Just a thing. Hi. My patience is really running thin on Biden closing the southern border. His calendar attitude about letting COVID infect
the U.S. Susan, I'm glad you're using his expressions. Cavalier. That sounds like a word somebody wrote for him, doesn't it? I don't think that cavalier is a word that's in his general vocabulary.
He's used that before for apologizing when he said, you ain't black.
Oh,
that was his word, cavalier. I shouldn't have been so cavalier.
But again, that was more than a year ago at this point. I don't think he knows the nickname of the University of Virginia athletic teams either. But go ahead, Susan.
Howie, the other thing is, for every person here in the U.S. that took the jab, all the infected migrants that he lets in undermines his campaign. If he's so frustrated, well, you better look in the mirror.
I know. And again, Jen Psaki has no answers whatsoever. All she says is, you're correct. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. 844-500-4242-774. Howie, did he take the gloves off so they can roll up their sleeves and then take the bull by their horns and get down to brass tacks and throw it up against the wall and see what sticks? Have you ever considered going to work as a writer for the nightly newscasts, the network newscasts? Doug, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Doug.
Hi, I'm just calling to say, talk about the mask mandate.
Yes.
And the fact that the federal, I'm a lobsterman in Maine, and at the beginning of this COVID thing, we were getting written up if we didn't have masks on.
Out at sea you were getting written up?
Well, I never did myself, but people were. And some
Who was it? Who was right? Oh, that's what I was going to say. Who wrote you up? Who wrote these people up? The lobsterman, the Coast Guard wrote them up?
Yeah, some of those guys in the Marine Patrol, they didn't even have masks on themselves.
I've always liked the Coast Guard, Doug. Don't they generally have better things to do? Don't you think they didn't like having to get the mandate to write people up for not wearing stupid masks when they're out at sea?
You would think so, especially since some of them weren't even wearing them themselves when they were boarding the vessels.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of that going around. I mean, yesterday after Biden made his statement, he walked away at the White House without wearing a mask, right?
And he walked up to a kid today at that school not wearing a mask.
Yeah, and then you know, well, let me get the sound cut. He's talking about so yesterday he walks. He doesn't wear a mask during the speech. Obviously, no one expects him to. Then he walks away without wearing the mask. Then today he walks up to a kid at the school in D.C. and doesn't have a mask on. So, but this is what he tells him. Cut 46.
And on masking, we know masks work. They are uncomfortable sometimes, and they get tired of wearing them. I understand. I really do. And I wear them in the White House.
No, you don't. No, you don't. That's another lie. We saw you yesterday walking away without a mask on. We've seen you a million times without a mask on. 844-500-4242. Richard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted to bring up a point about vaccines and how they are currently still for emergency use only.
Yes.
And apparently, Mr. Biden has decided that Congress staffers and federal court system can be exempt from getting shots.
The federal court system, too?
Yeah. So apparently they know something we don't, huh?
Well, I mean, who is in the federal court system? Does that mean judges, FBI? Does it mean law enforcement as well?
I would have to assume probably something to do with Marshal Service maybe has some court guys to go.
So. Yeah, no, the marshals, if the court system, I would think, would include FBI marshals. Does it include DEA? How about Customs, Treasury, Secret Service? I mean, where does the mandate begin and where does it end? I don't know the answer to that. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie, the only frustration level that Biden had is that they gave him tapioca pudding last night, not chocolate chip ice cream at the White House Manor. But, you know, I don't know. In between me making my strawberry stem mushroom shakes, didn't he say that he put in we gained 700,000 jobs a month since spring?
Yeah, he did say that. I mean, I don't know. He said that twice, Mike. The first time he said it, I thought, how does that work when there were only 230,000 jobs added last month, right?
Right.
He said it again last night.
Well, and he must have been reading the Braille wrong, because I just looked at my wife, and my wife looked at me, and I'm like, hey, you know, whatever he says is gospel. And then my final comment is, how many dignitaries are going to show up at this poor young woman's hero last coming home? Do you think Elizabeth Warren will be able to tear herself away from California? Or maybe Ed Markey could go back to his office to be.
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, you know, they say Charlie Parker, the governor, is going to be there, and Pay to Play Polito are going to be there. But I haven't heard about any other elected officials who are going to be there at the actual arrival of the casket at Logan Airport. And the funeral is Monday, and I don't know who's going to be there. I think Lawrence, that would be Lori Trahan's district, I believe. I assume she'll be there, but I don't know that for a fact. I haven't confirmed it. Let's play the flashback of Biden. I think this was last year, and when he was the president-elect. In December, and he was asked about should vaccines be mandatory. Cut 15.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory.
Yeah. You know, I heard that on TV. I watched it on TV last night. And did you notice this, Taylor? He's slipped since December. I mean, that's 9-10 months away ago, and he's slipped a lot since then. Have you noticed that?
It's hard to go back that far in my memory at this point.
And again, you never
look. We see him every day, so I guess it's harder for us to notice. We cut him up every day.
Right, right. It's like if you're in the nursing home, you don't notice someone's mental decline.
Right, right.
If you're there putting on the white coat every morning, and you know, getting the tapioca out and turning the channel to the Matlock binge for the evening. 844-500-4242. Reese, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Reese.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
So the reason why Biden is pushing this so strongly is because he's never accomplished anything in 50 years, and now he's blackmailing and bullying to get one thing accomplished in his career, and that's the only way he can do it.
Yeah, no, he hasn't accomplished anything, that's for sure. Someone made, I think it was Gerard Baker in the Wall Street Journal, said that the only thing he's ever done is go along with whatever the wind, whichever way the winds were blowing in the Democrat Party. That's all he does. Is he just reflects. He's never led in any way, shape, or form. And now the Democrat Party is blowing in the direction of the squad. So that's where he's going. You know, there go my people. I must find them and lead them, you know. And it's just a complete disaster for the United States of America, for the society that has nurtured all of us and all of our ancestors. And that's why our ancestors came to this country, to get the freedoms that he is so, dare I say it, cavalierly dispensing with. Thanks for the call, Reese. Call again. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
Well, take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
I'm looking at Charlie Parker's schedule for tomorrow, and it says that the Plainside honors for the sergeant, the Marine sergeant from Lawrence, start at 11:30. So, yeah, you should, if you want to be there on 93 or one of the bridges over 93 or 495, you should probably be out there around noon to 12:15. That's what it looks like. 844-500-4242. Let's play a couple more cuts before we go back to the lines. Will we ever have a vaccination mandate? Says, let's ask Nancy Pelosi, cut 13.
So here's the thing. We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
Can we quote you on that, Madam Speaker? How about Jen Psaki, cut 12?
There are a couple key principles that we are working from. One is that there will be no centralized universal federal vaccinations database and no federal mandate requiring everyone to obtain a single vaccination credential.
How about Pete Buttigieg, who runs the Department of Transportation, which runs the Federal Aviation Commission? Cut 14.
Well, we don't view this as the role of the government to create or mandate any kind of vaccine passport. But these technologies are there. Private sector is working on them. And we're interested in following that and providing any kind of technical advice or support where needed.
So it seems like everybody in the federal government agrees there won't be a federal vaccination mandate until yesterday. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Yeah, Howie, first my condolences to Jay from Chelsea's family.
Thank you. Thank you. Jay was a great guy, and we're going to miss him.
He was.
Okay,
and
thanks.
Last night, so they brought back the mandate in Belchertown. So last night, a buddy of mine and myself were in a pub, a very, well-known pub. Anyway, they were playing a Joe Biden speech. I asked the bartender, shut that off. It was right in front of me. I can't eat watching this guy. So she shut it off. But I looked at my buddy. I says, look around this room. We're at full capacity. Nobody's wearing a mask. There's three people in here wearing a mask, the bartender and the two servers. And he looks at me, he goes, Johnny, that's because food and alcohol keeps the COVID at bay.
Yeah. You remember last year, or maybe it was as late as this year, Charlie Parker said you had to eat if you wanted to have a drink at a bar. And by the way, potato chips and pretzels and other appetizers were not suitable for keeping COVID at bay.
That was one of the weirdest times of the pandemic, when we were deciding what food was actually food.
I know. And you know, nowadays, like Aviva Trattoria, they make their own potato chips. They don't come out of bags anymore. A lot of restaurants make their own, and they're a lot better, obviously. So how is that not food? How is that different from fries or a baked potato? Or potatoes or gratin or hash browns or anything. Anyway, this is Kamala Harris wanted to check in on our bodies ourselves yesterday as well.
When people are able to design their lives in a way that they can determine their own futures, we are a stronger democracy and we are a stronger nation. When people are able to make choices without government interference for themselves in terms of their well-being and the well-being of their family in consultation with whomever they may choose, we are a stronger society.
So she agrees with Speaker Pelosi, Secretary Buttigieg, Press Secretary Psaki, and of course the President of the United States. They all agree. Our bodies, ourselves. Leslie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Leslie.
Hey, hi there. Let's segue into spitting, okay? Because the spit test is a common way to test for COVID, right? And if you're a teacher like me, every week you got to spit into a tube and you got to mail it out. Okay, it's free right now. I'm actually old enough to put it on, Medicare.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. When they start making that a cost, and $150 a pop every week, when they start putting that cost on people, now you're turning on the screws.
I know. It test every week, and then the endless boosters. And again, you can say, oh, you're exaggerating, Howie. But, they told us there weren't going to be any boosters. We needed one or two shots, whatever the regimen protocol was. And now they're saying boosters. And, the president's going to get a booster as soon as he can. Even though it's been more than 8 months since he had his shot. So I guess according to the CDC NIH standards, he needs a booster. 413, Jay died, the chump line singing guy. No, this was Jay from Chelsea, from the death pool and other places. He was a texter too. I'm Howie Carr.